Good morning, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
That it is.
Had a good time last night, buddy. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
We hung out at your place and gave away candy.
The best candy on the block.
Best candy on the block. You had a speaker hooked up with a microphone.
Yeah, I got a microphone hooked up. Kids were walking up. Grab a handful. Come on, grab some more. And you know what? For the adults, how old are you? Yeah. Are you 21? Let me see your ID.
It was funny because you would ask, like, you guys, so the kids got the candy, and then you'd ask the adults, hey, do you want a Jello shot?
Right, right. You're 21. We made sure they were 21.
Of course. We had a door guy carton.
Yeah.
But then there, you could tell, like, no, I'm good. And they're like, no, give me that shot. I got a long night ahead.
Right. It was exactly it the whole night. Think about it for a second. I'm good.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll take one. Can I get two? Yeah, you can get two.
Here's three.
But it was a good time, man. It was a lot of fun. So today we're talking about chores, tasks, if you will, that we all have to do, but become that much worse when the temperature drops.
Yep.
We're feeling it. It's cold out there, man. We're going to get a little break tomorrow, but it is getting cold, and there are things that you still have to do when it's cold out, and it sucks.
So I might go off on a little rant here in a little bit on one of these chores that I don't really think you need to do.
You don't think you have to do? All right, we'll talk about that. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What are the worst tasks or chores that you have to do in the cold? I'm going to tell you mine right now. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to deal with this because you don't have dogs. But letting the dogs out is the worst. Especially because you got to kind of keep an eye on them. Like, and we got smaller dogs. So I go out there with them. I'm standing out there.
Chattering.
Especially, too, if we're traveling at all and we got to take them out.
Right.
And it's not like our backyard where I can maybe leave the droppings sit for a while.
Right.
Wait for winter. Wait for the thaw.
Dude, thank you for picking it up, though. You're a good man.
Of course. So I pick it up and throw it somewhere else.
Right.
No, I do. I pick up after my dogs. Because luckily, they're not big. They're not, like, leaving dino dumps. But dude, taking the dogs out, it is literally my wife and I look at each other and like, all right, who's doing it?
Is it your turn?
Is it my turn? Right. And I got
rock, paper, scissors.
Hurry up, you damn dogs. Just pee. They got to mark everything. Yeah. That is probably my least favorite chore to do.
See, I was going to just say anything in the morning, getting up, doing anything in the morning. Especially when you're like procrastinating on putting the heat on.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, it's like it's not that cold yet. You don't want to put the heat on. You want to save that extra dime.
This is such a depressing conversation because I can just feel it. I can feel the coldness in my bones right now as I have to shuffle out, and especially on like a Sunday morning.
Oh, it's terrible.
And you have to. That's one of the things I have to do.
Like I said yesterday, I got the heated blanket off. It's like once you get into that thing, you don't want to leave, man.
No. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. I want to hear the chores you hate doing in the cold. It's coming, man. It's coming. We'll have more to come. Brock 107 WIRX, Brock Hunter.
All right, what's up, man?
Well, it's getting colder. But chores still need to be done.
The chores need to be done.
I think everyone can agree that, if there's anything you have to do with and you can't wear gloves, like, out in the cold, that's the worst.
Right.
That's the worst. If you can't have gloves on, your bones, your fingers hurt.
Mm-hmm.
My fingers hurt.
Well, now your back's going to hurt.
Speaking of hurting your back, shoveling.
Yeah, shoveling.
Oh, that's a terrible,
all right,
terrible
so here's
chore.
Something I don't agree with.
Okay,
with
a chore that
else.
You don't think, you were talking about this. This is a chore you don't think you should have to do.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Raking the leaves. Why? Why do you have to rake the leaves? I don't get it.
I think it's just aesthetically pleasing for
most everybody's
people.
Done it for years and years. You don't have to rake your leaves. It's a natural thing. The leaves fall. They go back to the earth.
Yeah.
Here's what I think. I think you don't rake your leaves. It looks good. I like the leaves on the ground. I like that look. And right before that first snowflake falls, you just mow them. Ground them up.
Make some mulch.
Yeah,
nature's mulch.
A little bit of mulch.
It's true. Yeah, I mean, you think about any place out in nature, you don't rake the leaves.
No, you don't.
Grass comes back.
Why do people rake the leaves?
Well, I think it's just aesthetics. And I bet you St. Joe has a ordinance where you have to rake your leaves.
It's stupid.
I know. I'm one of those. It's my land. If I don't want to rake the leaves, I'm not going to rake the leaves.
Why?
And raking the leaves is the worst. That sucks.
Well, it sucks.
You know what I hate? I hate those stupid leaf blowing commercials where it shows like, and just this perfect. Those leaves are stuck to the ground.
Yeah, the AstroTurf lawn.
Yeah, exactly. And it's still like 85 out. Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, it's really easy to
blow any leaves.
leaves around.
Yeah, they're stuck to the ground.
Stuck to the ground.
Frozen
just
to the ground.
Just a pile, right? Oh, God, it's the worst. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. I think you and I are just lazy. That's the problem. What tasks or chores do you hate doing in the cold weather? It's getting colder out. What's the worst chores you got to do? Let's take a phone call. If my phone works.
Answer the damn phone.
I'm sorry. I'm hitting the button. WIRX, hello.
I'll tell you, putting plastic up on the windows.
Ah. That does suck. That does suck. And you have to do it. You have to do it.
Yep, my mom's 83, and she waits till it's snowing and blowing, and she wants her plastic up.
Damn it, Mom. Do it sooner. All right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
You know, I've never done that.
Yeah, that's a very tedious chore.
Yeah.
And the plastic
But it works, though.
It does. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Seriously, do it this year.
Keeps the
heat. Here, little tip for people. If you want to avoid actually doing it outside, inside, because your window panes get cold.
Yeah, right.
What you do is you spray it with a little bit of mist of, like, water, bubble wrap, right on there.
Oh.
Nice little insulation there.
This is coming from a guy who grew up in Wisconsin where they have like 8 feet of snow every year. So he knows what he's talking
about.
And
it's cold, man. It's that biting cold.
Right.
We're going to take some more phone calls here. We'll be back in just a few. 7:55, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Eat my rubber. It's a perfect song.
Classic. Classic. We're talking about tasks, chores that have to be done in the wintertime that makes them worse.
In the freezing cold.
Taking the trash out, down to the curb. It sucks.
No, you know what really sucks when it's cold and snowy? Going to have to, like, scrape your windows.
We're getting a new house with a two-car garage, and I am so excited.
Oh,
because,
bastard.
Of course, me being the loving, caring husband that I am, my wife got the garage.
Yeah.
So I had to park outside every day.
Yeah.
No more. I said, when we were looking for houses, I said, I told Goose.
Two-car garage.
I said, Goose, find me a house with a two-car garage, please. Please. And he got it. So there you go. So I'm not going to have
truck fit in there.
I'm not going to do that ever. I don't care if it. I'm going to wedge it in there, man. I will cut around, make it big enough. Yeah, scraping off your car sucks. Luckily, that's only a wintertime thing. You don't have to do that year round.
Mm-hmm.
Just shoveling sucks. Taking the trash out sucks.
Or your car. If you don't have a garage, your car getting stuck, in that spot. So you have to shovel behind it and shovel in front of it because you got to pull up and pull back.
You know, wintertime, what I do for mail so I don't have to walk out, I'll pull the truck up around right next to the mailbox.
Yes.
Pull it out that way, man. Yeah. Yep.
Why not?
I'm not taking the extra steps. That sucks. It's cold. So bundle up this winter. Just know it's going to suck.
Have you seen the size of the acorns this year?
You keep talking about that. You keep talking about
that. I can't remember where I was, but some old farmer. He was like, man, the acorns, man.
They're big.
They're huge.
It could be. I don't know enough about acorn size to tell whether or not that is a
apparently, if the acorns are big, it's going to be a brutal winter.
Yeah.
And this farmer keeps going around, man, telling everybody. I'm telling you.
See, what's crazy is the colder it is, my acorns get smaller. Did you get it?
I get it.
Brock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Morning.
Good morning, buddy.
Seinfeld. This reminds me of, I was watching it yesterday because I got cable now.
Oh, that's right. You got cable.
I got cable.
You got suckered into getting cable.
No, I'm not paying for it.
No.
The old lady's paying for it.
Yeah.
She wanted Lifetime that bad.
All right. Hunter, what do you realize? That your money is her money money is.
Damn it. You're right.
Whenever I buy something silly, it's our money. When she buys something silly, it's her money.
Right, exactly. You know what, though? I was flipping through it, like, the first day, having cable back. It's been a few years, I think. That's just a bunch of garbage.
It
really is. There's, like, five good channels.
Yep.
You know, they give you, like, 400 channels. And the five good channels are always in, like, the 6,000, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to scroll up, like, Skinamax. It's really far up there. You got to go forever.
You know?
Hot Moms Volume 8. There is some good stuff on cable. What I hope to see happen, and I know there's some that are doing it, but I would love to do a package that I could just pick. Okay, I want History Channel, TBS, NFL pack. Like, I wouldn't mind being able, I would get cable if I could pick and choose and pay just for the ones I want.
It's got to be coming out. Such a great idea.
Cable is hemorrhaging anyways.
Right.
They're getting their ass kicked pretty well
Like Netflix and
Netflix just, and Hulu. Well, and look at some
Amazon Prime.
There's some actual like CBS or ABC, one of the ones you can buy just the, like some of their content. If you don't, you know. So I think it'll happen eventually. As more of our generation, you know, gets older and the older generation dies off, the baby boomers and everything like that. I can see it happening.
It'll definitely weed out all the crap channels, though.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, I don't need this.
Well,
like,
exactly. If and tell you what, if you want the cooking channel, you get the cooking channel. But I don't want it. I don't want to have to pay for it.
You know?
You know, so I don't know.
So I was like spending some time like setting up my favorites list, you know, just so I have that.
Yep.
You know, but damn, there is a lot of trash.
Just trash.
Just trash.
Just like, garbage.
I don't want that one.
You know what cracks me up is TLC. TLC stands for the Learning Channel, and that's where you find things like Honey Boo Boo and Real Housewives and all of that garbage.
Stuff you probably shouldn't learn.
It used to be an educational network with stuff that we would watch in school, and now it literally shows the taint of society.
Well, it's because we love garbage.
Yeah, we do.
We love watching that garbage.
I tell Kiki that all the time. She'll watch the Kardashians. Like, that's literally rotting your brain.
My fiance walked in yesterday when we got the cable, and I'm sitting there watching the military channel. She's like, really? This is what you go to right away? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
It's good stuff. You're learning stuff. Yeah.
You know? It's kind of cool. I like the military channel.
It's a good one. Now, you're more of a Keeping Up with the Kardashians kind of guy, aren't you?